Morning. Oh, I hate this. Gosh, do I hate this.
What's up, Kenny?
I left my bag and I can't hear out of my headphones. This is just awful. Think Andy would go to my house and get my bag?
No.
He won't do that?
Have you met him? He absolutely would go to
He's Kansas. Done these things before.
It's so far out of the way.
It is. It is way out of the way. That's why I'm asking.
Might as well be 2 hours
this
for him.
This sucks. God, did this suck. I left the house. And the thing is, I almost did it earlier this week. Was it Wednesday?
It was Monday.
Monday, that's right. I turned around. I got to the edge of the street. I got to the Streetsboro city limits. It was Monday, you're right. I got to the Streetsboro city limits, and I went, oh my goodness, I left my bag at the house. And I turned around, went and got my bag. And today, I don't know what it was.
Clear solution.
What?
Go to city council, have them put up underneath the thank you for visiting Streetsboro sign. Did you bring your bag with you?
That's a good point. That's a very good point.
I was surprised you didn't go back. You weren't.
I was to Twinsburg.
Which is how far?
It would have been like, I like to be here at some reasonable hour. So it would have been like 5:40 by the time I got here.
Anthony gets here at a reasonable hour. Yeah. So it's fine.
It's reasonable to Anthony, not to me. But maybe I should have, because now I feel like I'm not prepared for anything here. I have nothing on me. I have zero on me. And the if anybody can go to my house, that's not a good idea to say.
Go ahead.
I texted Keith. I didn't get anything back from the Marble Mouth. I haven't bothered Andy about it. I don't know. I have no idea. I texted my wife, my neighbor. I was like, hey, when you wake up, how much time do you leave yourself between when you wake up and you go to where you work? Because he works for a local municipality. And he's like, very little. And I was like, okay, never mind. Didn't even bother. I left my bag. This sucks. A little bit of depth of feeling.
Oh.
Not to drive from the west side to go to the house. Oh, he absolutely will not do it. No.
But you have headphones. What's wrong with the headphones you have?
They're terrible. They're old. They're rickety. I don't like the way they feel on my ears. I don't hear the same way. It's not in as much. This is terrible. It sucks. I hate it. God, do I hate it. This is a bad day. This is just bad. I cannot believe. My whole life is in that bag. All my papers, business papers, everything's in the bag. Well, I have nothing.
We can't have you like this today. Grant Delpa just told us it's a must-win game.
I know.
We've got to be up for
today. I'm completely distracted. That's my issue. I'm completely distracted. Jim just texted us, said, if I wasn't in California, I'd grab the bag. Well, that doesn't help anything, Jim. That helps nothing. You're the godfather of both Lima's children, and you can't bring in any Martha on the fly, and you can't even bring my bag in. This is a horrible morning. I might make you toast by yourself, and I might drive back to the house to go get my bag. I'm sorry. Yeah, Grant Delpit said it was a must-win. I'll get to that here in a second. Did you see Malik Nabers last night?
I did. He's becoming absolute must-watch, right?
Since we lost, is it like, just be happy it happened? Or what's the term? Don't be happy it ended. Or don't be sad it ended. Be happy it happened in the first place or something like that. It's like, hey, I don't know the way this season's going to end. And I hate that we lost to the Giants. I really do. The Giants deserve to win that game. It's not that the Giants didn't deserve to win the game. They deserve to win the game, but they're just not good and they're not as good as you. And it just bothers me that they lost to the Giants, but at the same time, Malik Nabers is really good, and I'm like, okay, I got to see him.
He's not just a lucky rookie. He turns out to be a good receiver.
Yeah, man. He is something. He is.
Yeah, I mean, is he not reminding you of
really good
what Odell was when he started out?
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Has a highlight catch already.
Oh,
unfortunately,
yeah.
It was against the Browns.
Yeah. It's something. It is something. Him and CeeDee Lamb's been doing it now for a couple of years. But this is just an unbelievable start. He had, 200 yards receiving going into this game?
Yeah.
Well over 200. He had 115 on 12 catches last night. Lord almighty.
Yeah, just the targets. It's crazy to see a rookie get that kind of attention.
Whew. That is. Well, I mean, he's by far and away their best wide receiver. And, you know, Daniel Jones is going to be, the first read has to be to Malik Nabers. Daniel Jones is going to throw to his first read. But
Robinson, I mean, he was a second round pick.
Yeah. Let me ask you a question, though. Let me ask you another question. Could this be like, was it 2013, the Josh Gordon season? Could this be like a Josh Gordon season? Except like Malik Nabers is going to be in the league.
Like, no, he started the season on the field.
Josh Gordon was suspended the first couple of games. I cannot believe he put up that season. He was still suspended the first couple. But the Browns were 4-12 that year, and Josh Gordon had 1,300 yards. Was it 13 or 13. 16? It was something crazy. 1,300 yards receiving.
Maybe it was 16.
It was a lot.
Gotta look now.
Yeah, we're going to go look.
300-yard games.
Could he have like a Josh Gordon season?
He is absolutely on pace. I mean, now he's got to stay healthy. He's got to stay healthy the entire season.
1,646 that year. But also,
say what you want about Daniel Jones, and he is, because he plays in New York, and because he was the 6th overall pick, and because there's always money questions about what's that guy worth. Daniel Jones can play adequate enough quarterback.
Yeah, like, if you've got a guy like that.
Think of how much further ahead, and I know this isn't about the Browns, but their passing offense compared to our passing offense, I mean, theirs looks like Super Bowl worthy compared to ours.
Yeah.
Like the fact that they have two wide receivers that have the numbers they have right now.
Yeah.
I mean, what would Browns fans do? What would they give up to have that passing offense right now? Like, as much
would
as
you give up part of your defense?
Well, as much as Daniel Jones is maligned, I mean, his start to the year, you'd rather have him than Watson, right?
No. I've said too many things about Daniel Jones. I'm not going that far. But absolutely not.
No, I'm not saying.
I mean, he still had a QB rating of 59.8.
Sure. It's not as bad. His play is nowhere near as bad as our quarterback.
No, like, I don't believe you. It's not even close. I'm not going to admit to that. Absolutely not. Nope. Not going to happen.
When people trot out that Deshaun is like 40th out of 44 quarterbacks the
Daniel
last 3 years.
Daniel Jones is still 41st.
But he's not. That's the thing.
But he is.
And when they point out that Deshaun Watson is the worst statistical quarterback since 1999 that any
rather have
Browns
him
fans.
Than Daniel Jones. Rather play with 10. I'd rather play with 10. I'm not entertaining. If you guys want to sit there and do that whole Trevor Lawrence thing that I've been avoiding and looking the other way about, you guys go right on ahead. I might entertain that. I ain't doing no Daniel Jones
conversation. What is Deshaun
Watson?
What does he do better than Daniel Jones?
He's Deshaun Watson. He's not Daniel Jones.
Oh, so you're not really making a good faith argument here. You're just admitting because you've said bad things.
I'm not admitting anything. What that Daniel Jones might be better than our guy?
Yeah.
I'm just still not going to do that. I'd still rather have Deshaun Watson. I'd still rather have him. This is Daniel Jones with good blocking. This is Daniel Jones. This is Daniel Jones at his best. Was still a QB rating of 59.8. That's him at his best. I'm watching Deshaun Watson at his very worst. The first game and then not very good whatsoever the third game. But I'm watching Deshaun Watson at his worst. Deshaun Watson at his best now. Now, not then. Now is better than this. Is better than Daniel Jones. No, I'm not going to say things I can't take back. It's the same thing as the greatest of all time argument. Remember what we did with Jose Ramirez yesterday, and I made that whole case. Once you say it, you really can't take it back. I can't take that back.
That's the thing.
I sat there and told you that I'd rather have Daniel Jones than Deshaun Watson, and Deshaun Watson goes out there and just puts together a decent enough veteran performance, I'm going to feel like a fool. You will not get me to say you put me in the Iron Maiden. I am not going to say I'd rather have Daniel Jones than Deshaun Watson.
That's the hard thing about this for Browns fans. Mm-mm. Is you could do this face-off with almost every quarterback, and Deshaun Watson loses statistically almost every single one of them he loses right now, which is crazy. It's crazy how bad he's been.
Yeah, but it's not good, but there's certain things that even I won't say. And I won't do. And that's one of them. Thank you very much. But yeah, it was great play from Malik Nabers. Yesterday, even though that they lost to the Dallas Cowboys and Micah Parsons hurt his foot, or his ankle. I think it was his ankle. He got carted off, but they said he was walking around. He was limping around the locker room.
Today.
He said he was going to be fine. He was limping around the locker room, so who knows? I mean, people know their body. Who knows their body better than themselves? So there you go with Micah Parsons. Grant Delpit called it a must win. We have the audio of that. Here's Grant. Oh, maybe. Grant Delpit called it a must win. Get to that here in a second. It's going to be coming up. It's going to be outstanding. Grant Delpit, very good stuff. Here's Grant.
I'm not really worried about them. I'm worried about us. You know, I'm doing everything out there not to lose. This is a must-win game for us. Treat every snap as such and treat every practice this week as such as well. So it's a must-win.
All right, there you go. What is it? 216-474-0092. Thank you very much, Grant. Away you go.
So there are different variations of guys saying, you know, every game is a must-win. Every time we go out there, every practice needs to be, you know, full throttle. When you heard him say that, were you like, oh, yeah, it really is a must-win? Because when you lose the must-wins, then people reserve the right to say very nasty things about your football team. Oh, you said it was a must-win. Well, now you lost. What, season over? So how did you take it the way that he said it?
I took it that he thinks it's a must-win, which if they don't win...
It's like there's no going back if they lose?
There is no tomorrow. There's no going... If they lose... Think about this, man. It's week four. I got Amari Cooper calling out the media, which we'll talk about that at 6:40. Ain't going to get into it now. We're doing this great big gate of whether or not it was a decoy or not a decoy on a fourth and one play, which let me specify this again. You have this whole thing where people are going, why are you still bringing it up? They didn't have a chance to talk to Ken Dorsey about it 2 days ago. They had a chance to talk to Ken Dorsey about it yesterday. So if you keep... This isn't even a fault of the PR of the Browns. It's the natural order of things.
Yeah, yeah.
The quarterback is going to eventually talk. The head coach talks first, usually. Then eventually down the line, the quarterback's going to talk. So the quarterback talked on Wednesday. Well, you didn't get a chance to really talk to the quarterback about what you discussed with the head coach earlier this week. So you asked the quarterback that question. By the time Thursday comes around, then you have the offensive coordinator. What, I'm still not supposed to ask that question to Ken Dorsey? We're not supposed to ask about fourth and one to Ken Dorsey. So you can say all you want about, well, you guys keep bringing up the past. It's not about us bringing up the past. It's that you have a new opportunity to talk to somebody about an issue. You're going to do it. Somebody who had their hand in it, allegedly, of what a decoy or not a decoy or what happened on fourth and one. You're going to ask that question.
Yeah, which also your quarterback just could have put an end to it very early in the week.
He could have.
He just could have flat out said, I need to make better decisions.
Sean Salisbury went after it, said there's no such thing as decoys. Everybody needs to be ready for a pass.
I've deferred to the people who've played the sport or have coached in it at any level. They've all said Deshaun either is lying or they don't trust him to actually read defenses. Either way, it's not good.
Can't find Mike says Daniel Jones would have the Browns at 2-1. Also, you're watching what Deshaun is now. Not his worst. That's him. I'm just turning off everything now because I don't want to know these things. I don't want to hear it. Twitter actions brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. It is. Yeah, it's a must win. If they're saying it's a must win, it's a must win. Because if they're saying it's a must win, it feels like there's all this pressure on them to head out west and get this win, even though what they're 0-8 in their last 8 appearances out there or something like that, something crazy. I usually have these things on me, and I keep reaching for a bag that isn't there. I just feel stark naked right now. I'm gonna have to bother Andy and ask him to go get my bag out of my house in Streetsboro. There's no other way about it.
I'm surprised the spread has not
bothered me.
By the way, Davante Adams did not practice yesterday, right? Or he was on the injury report.
I wish I had my sheets on me.
Crosby, later on, Davante was limited yesterday.
Oh, he's limited. Okay, and Crosby?
Crosby has not practiced all week.
And the line didn't move? I mean, those are the only two players you think
about. What they think of our offense right now.
Holy cow.
Holy cow is right. But make no mistake about it. If the players are saying it's a must win in week four, guess the preseason's over, ain't it, Tone? Champions pose.
I don't know if it is. Did you hear Lincoln Kennedy yesterday?
Oh, Judas.
On the afternoon show?
We got an 18-game preseason now.
Well, he basically said the Raiders didn't do anything in the preseason, so it feels like it's a preseason now until week four.
Wait a minute. Didn't Antonio Pierce say everybody's making business decisions?
That's what Lincoln Kennedy said.
Guys are going to get hired and fired over this stuff. They're going to get hired and fired over this stuff. Can we stop calling it the preseason? These games count.
The Browns and... that matchup in Las Vegas coming up this weekend. So we were talking about Davante Adams a little banged up. Crosby.
Yeah.
A little banged up.
The second to last play of the game Sunday is when Max Crosby went
down. Yeah. Shouldn't the Browns be favored in this game? How are they not?
Because of the offense.
Yeah, but I mean, what's the Raiders have no running game.
And it's our offense.
And if their stud players can't play.
Oh, by the way, our defensive end has an Achilles injury. Just want to point that out.
Is going to play, though, right?
Okay, but he has an Achilles injury. Well, don't tell me you didn't think of Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
Like, that's terrifying. Because, God, I don't even want to say it. Forget it. Just keep going. Boy, you guys got to win this game.
Yeah.
You got to win this game. I'm not going to guarantee that you win because I don't want to sit here and burst blood vessels in my eyeballs on Monday if you don't. But damn it, you need to win this game. Holy potatoes. You got this game out in Vegas. Man, this has the. If you don't win this game, things could really unravel here.
Speaking of.
Really badly.
Myles Garrett, here is the update on what he's going through right now.
Feeling like myself? No, but feel good enough.
You saw a foot, Achilles, thigh. Is a foot still the worst of the issues for you?
I can't go into that. Obviously, there's multiple things, so, you know, dealing with as they come, and, you know, no excuses. Just go out there and ball.
I do love him.
Honest question, if the Browns were 2-1, would he prestige. Be out this week?
Maybe. Honestly, maybe. I don't mean to tell you how to do your job. If that is not a candidate for About Last Night audio, I don't know what is.
Well, now we're going to have a 14-minute About Last Night open.
It's so good. I'm sorry. It's just so good.
And we're taking out piece of crap then.
The way he says it, I cannot go into that. Well, the problem, can I tell you something about real quick about that? Because it's been so long and because it's a NASCAR clip, like there's people who think like you're talking about Browns players. Like I've had several people go, "Hey, who's calling who a piece of crap in their entire group? Is that just a caller?"
I really didn't want to get into the open thing, but you made us put Mike White into the open at one point.
Yes, so. I know. I'm sorry.
But this one, I apologize. I don't really want this one to go away. Yes. I want this one in there.
I apologize.
That NASCAR clip is gold.
I'm not criticizing
I think you're a loser and you're a piece of crap.
I'm not a piece
you
of crap.
You brought your bag to work.
I'm not a piece of crap.
Anyway,
I'm a decent person.
He's not going to tell you anything.
I'm not going to tell you that.
Yeah. Do you think
that is good?
Do you think it makes sense? Like if you're the Browns to say, "All right, Miles, we gotta wait a week on this." I mean, the problem is he still plays so well, even with the injury, kind of like Denzel Ward. Denzel Ward had the shoulder last week.
Now, does he get better by waiting a week, or does he just stay the same?
Anthony, they've had to sit there and answer questions about decoys all week. They need this game. That's where they're at now. Like, if they were 2-2, honestly, if they were 2-2, I could sit there and go, maybe. It just feels like the weight of the season all of a sudden is on this game. We went from people talking about it being still preseason earlier this week to, boy, you don't win this. This is going to get bad.
I know you don't want to hear this, though.
It's going to be September 29th.
I know you don't want to hear this, but if everybody in the division was 3-0, I'd understand it. It's the team that I picked to finish last in the division, Pittsburgh. They're 3-0, and they have no offense to speak of.
No.
Baltimore's 1-2. They did dominate Dallas. I know the score was closer than that. They dominated for basically three quarters. Cincinnati's 0-3, and they are panicking down there. I mean, they are. So part of that is, 1-2, sit Miles for a week, let him get healthy, maybe 2 weeks, especially if you win. Like, why would that be the worst thing in the world?
Yeah, but if you don't play Miles, then what are your chances to win on Sunday? And because you could say, well, how many snaps is he going to play? How much of a hindrance is it? They don't know. They know these things. We can only speculate.
Yeah, I know.
Because remember, he's not going to go into that.
I heard people around the team just continually talk about how dominant our defensive line is, how much depth we have on that defensive line. And now all of a sudden we're like, well, if he doesn't play, we're going to lose. Like, what? What happened?
But it's not that they're going to lose. It's just your chances are so much better because they still have to plan for him. Because even at 70% or whatever he might be, it's still better than most guys 100. So you still have to plan for him, or he's going to make you really pay for that. Because he can turn. Well, people started to get on Miles again because, you know, it's a day that ends in Y, and people just want to have something to complain about that it isn't the quarterback every now and then. I think he goes to show you and prove what he does on a defense where it's a possibility of a turnover. Possibility of a created turnover by him, personally. Possibility of throwing an interception out of that because of those. Those are the turnover scenarios to it. And, I mean, 2nd and 6 becomes 3rd and 16. 2nd and 6 becomes 3rd and 11 after you just have to swing a pass out and somebody else is able to come in. Like, JOK is able to come in for a tackle for a loss. Like, it can put people behind the sticks very quickly when they are forced to make quick, bad decisions that he can bring to it. And still even injured, I got nothing against Obo Okoronkwo. He's a fine player. I got nothing against Za'Darius Smith. Fine player. They're not him, and even they know that. And they're 1-2, and you got Grant Delpit saying it's a must-win. I got Amari Cooper getting into it with the media. You got to win this game, man. Lord almighty, we gotta calm everybody down.
Stefanski, speaking of balancing that fact of guys that are banged up, but also needing to get ready for a big game this week. Here he is.
You want a fresh team on Sundays. You want a sharp team on Sundays. So that is always the balance of getting guys the work that they need during the week to stay sharp, but also make sure they're fresh.
And I think that's what we're going to be dealing with. Now, Njoku was back at practice yesterday, wasn't doing a whole bunch. Do you think Njoku is going to be still a week away, Kenny, or do you think he's going to be able to play this weekend?
I think he's probably still going to be a week away.
Yeah,
that's one where he's already out, and it's a high ankle sprain, and if you've already been out, it's like, man, you might as well make damn sure. You did win a game without David Njoku. It's hard to do it, though.
If that's David Njoku on the field last Sunday instead of Jordan Akins,
we win.
Throw the ball.
Yes. Yes.
You'd like to think so, right? Yeah. I don't think he'd be that a decoy.
You've done good things this week. That is the best question of the week. That is the best question of the week. It's that simple. That boils it down.
Yeah.
And it's weird because he was with Jordan Akins in Houston.
Yeah.
But if that's David Njoku, he's going to throw him that ball. He'll throw him that ball. He's probably the read that he makes.
Now, we opened the show talking about Malik Nabers, how incredible he has been so far this year. We know what he did to us a few weeks ago. Well, you're going up against another stud wide receiver, potentially. I know he had his situation yesterday in practice, but Davante Adams is going to be out there. So Jim Schwartz explains what the scheme could be against a standout wide receiver.
You know, they're going to make a concerted effort to get him the ball more. You know, they struggled on offense the last game, and when that happens, you generally sort of circle the wagons and say, okay, let's get the ball to our playmaker a lot more. We'll expect that. You know, he's fast. He's a good route runner. He's a willing blocker. Good challenges for us. I like our safety group, like our corner group. So, you know, we're going to have good matchups.
It's not just him, which is a big deal, clearly. They got two good tight ends. Michael Mayer's pretty good, and obviously Brock Bowers is really good. And he's just a rookie, but he's already showing up in the stat sheets, and rightfully so. Like, they're going to have to mind their P's and Q's there. It could change how you use Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah.
Yeah, I know just when we had Ronnie McLeod here, he is like, yeah, we're not really going to break up the coverages to match up against the wide receiver. We believe in our secondary. We believe in our corners, and we're not going to change that. I know Schwartz went into detail yesterday about, well, why a defense isn't necessarily going to just shade the one guy, the one stud guy, because then there's too many tells. There's all of a sudden quarterbacks, especially veteran quarterbacks, can start to kind of pick them apart. It still kind of looked questionable last week. I know second half, they held the Giants in check. I also think the Giants started to play very, very cautious. You know, they didn't want to give the game away.
Yeah.
So who
knows?
They
tried to sit on it.
That's twice this year. You know, Dallas, too. I mean, you felt like Dallas could move the ball up and down the field, and then the second half, they kind of changed their approach. So I don't know. Our defense in general right now with the Browns, I mean, they did exactly what we wanted them to do against Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah, I think so far my defense, it was such a tremendous performance against Jacksonville. It's like, all right, that's in there. They can make quarterbacks who aren't the very best look pedestrian. Like, Dak Prescott's a better quarterback than talk radio ever wants to give the guy credit for. Because he's the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys. It's the same thing as Tony Romo. Tony Romo is a better quarterback than any of us wanted to give him credit for. Same thing. Daniel Jones is not a great quarterback, and I think that they tried to sit on, if you notice, when we scored and we made it 21-15 last week, it's all of a sudden like, oh, we got to try to move the football down the field so we can make this a two-possession game again, and he's wobbling all over the place. That's part of the reason I'm not a big Daniel Jones fan, clearly. This is going to be Gardner Minshew, and he's just such a wild card. He is a wild card. We saw last year, I thought, going into the Indianapolis game, it's like, all right, it's Gardner Minshew. We should have a good shot, and that was as scary a football game as I've watched in my life. He can get into a rhythm. He can be very accurate. He can be, I mean, good God, he's almost throwing for 74% right now in completion percentage. He'd be very accurate. He can be a playmaker. He can get out there and scoot. He's a guy that, for whatever reason, NFL coaches just don't want to make him the full-time guy. Like, you look at his stats, he's got good stats. He's got reasonably fine stats, but he's never in there long enough to have bad stats. So there's something there that's missing. I don't know if it's an intangible. I don't know if it's measurements. I don't know something. But it just, it won't make NFL head coaches comfortable with him.
All right. That's it for About Last Night. Also, Aaron Judge hit his 58th home run. They dominated the Orioles yesterday. They have a one-game official lead over us, but they also have the tiebreaker. So basically two games on us for that number one
seed. Doggone it. All right. Amari Cooper, not thrilled with the media. Do we have the whole exchange? We do. Everybody, stop what you're doing and listen to Amari.
Can you weigh in on sort of the freeze frame issue that a lot of people have been talking about this week with Deshaun for missing Jordan Aikens on that fourth and one and showing a freeze frame of Jordan supposedly?
I haven't seen. I don't even know what you're talking about. Honestly, I don't. I haven't seen what you're talking about, so I don't know. I can't really give any commentary on it.
Yeah, I'm basically just asking in general. People seem to criticize or comment on what happens on a particular play.
Right.
Is it not always what it seems like?
Like I said, I haven't seen that particular thing that you're talking about, but I mean, it's football at the end of the day. You know, some plays you're going to make, some plays you aren't going to make. I assume that's what they're getting at. It's just like anybody else who has a job. Some of y'all don't ask the best questions, but hey, you don't hear me criticizing. So, yeah, I think it's just the nature of the business. I mean, obviously we get scrutinized more than you guys do. So, I mean, I think maybe y'all should start asking questions in front of the camera so they can see y'all's faces. But, yeah, I just think that's just how it goes. You know, they see everything we do. We're under a microscope, so we're going to get scrutinized more and for mistakes that everybody makes. So.
But on that play, Amari, Deshaun said that Aikens was a decoy on that play. So can he throw the ball to a decoy if he's open?
Again, I really haven't seen the freeze frame that you guys are referring to, so I don't know.
But in general, can a quarterback throw the ball to a DB?
It's a better question for a quarterback to answer, to be honest. I don't know. He knows the reads better than I do, so you have to ask Deshaun.
Tone, thoughts?
There's a lot there. And, you know, I want to make sure people understand. Amari is kind of smiling throughout that whole answer, so I think he, since he's been here in Cleveland, he has been awesome to the media. He has been somebody great to talk to. I don't believe him that he doesn't know the reads. I mean, he's a veteran in this league. I bet you that guy could go through and outline what the offensive linemen are supposed to do on every play. I think he's being a little coy there. I think he's frustrated. I mean, understandably so. It's been a weird year for him all the way around. He didn't get the contract that he wanted. People wondered if that spilled over to the first couple games where he had these uncharacteristic drops. Came back and he looked like Amari Cooper last game. I mean, he really did. You almost wanted him to be involved in the offense a little bit more. I think it's got to be frustrating to talk about freeze frames. I mean, that's silly. Nobody breaks down football in a freeze frame world in the actual sport. But the actual plays, which I've seen a bunch of breakdowns, it leads a lot of people to wonder what was Watson looking at or what is he being coached to do? And I think that's why the media asks Aikens that question. That's why they asked Deshaun Watson. That's why they asked Ken Dorsey. And we're going to play that a little bit later on. And that's why Amari Cooper is getting asked about it, because it doesn't seem like they have their story straight on that one. We're getting kind of incoherent responses across the board on this. And I think fans just want to know, hey, just level with us. Like, what are you seeing out there? And what are you guys being coached to do? Because you had a guy wide open on a big fourth and one that you didn't convert and you lost a game. It's pretty significant play. Everywhere in the NFL, these players are being asked about significant plays. That was a significant play. It wasn't the only significant play. Obviously, you had a huge monumental drop on a perfect pass from Deshaun, and yeah, you got to make those count. I mean, when he throws one perfect and it's there, you got to make him count. But this is standard stuff in the NFL. Murray knows that. I mean, guys are going to be asked. I mean, he kind of took a cheap shot there about, you know, hey, well, let's put the cameras on you guys. I mean, everybody knows who's asking those questions. I mean, everybody listening right now knows exactly who those guys are.
I'm fine with them taking a cheap shot. As a media member, yeah, we take cheap shots every now and then. Mm-hmm. There's been times where I'm like, man, I wish it would have gone that far. So I got no problem with it. We all say things. And it's not where I'm saying we all say things that we don't mean. He can certainly mean it and go right on ahead. I think he's annoyed. I think he's very annoyed that he has to sit there and answer those questions. And
well, it's already Friday.
May or may not be responsible for any of that stuff. Is I think what he's bought. It's been a tumultuous beginning of the year for him. And he went out and he had a good game. They still lost the game. He's frustrated by it. I think this whole year has been a frustration to him. And he dealt with it as best he could. He didn't get vulgar, red-faced, or really angry, or any of the other stuff. It was done with a smile, and I have a great deal of respect for Amari.
He's one of my favorites since the station's been on.
But it's also, that's another one of the things, too. It's like, let's be honest, if it were Deshaun, like next week, if he were to do something like that, it's open season. It's open season. Amari Cooper has a ton of credit with Browns fans and with Browns media, and you know we like him. And so he says those things, and we go, yeah, no big deal. If it were a lot of other guys, we'd probably have a problem with it. We'd probably have a sincere problem with it. Again, if it were Deshaun Watson, I think people would have a sincere problem with it. So it all comes from who's saying it. He's a guy who can say it. Miles is a guy who can say it. Nick Chubb is sure as hell a guy who can say it. There's guys who can't. I mean, honestly, if Will said the same sentence, what do you think people would be doing right now? They'd want him out of town on the first thing smoking. So there's guys who can say it and guys who can't. Amari can, and he may be. And honestly, Amari be speaking for the entire locker room this week.
Yeah,
when he was saying that,
they sound frustrated. They do,
because
and it should be. They're 1-2.
Every question has been about whether or not your quarterback can read a defense. And there have been people who know a hell of a lot more about football than us saying he can't. He can't read a defense, and it bothers me to my core. To my core, I don't want to hear that. It bothers me to hear it. And just because it's like, well, you guys keep asking the question. Well, that's the time that they march these people out in front of us, which is the natural order of things. But because you can't get a satisfactory answer, because you really can't tell the truth, it seems, for a lot of people, it's an uncomfortable truth to hear, and I think a lot of people just don't want to hear it, so they want us all to move on. That's what I think a lot of people want to do.
Yeah,
including him.
The thing was, it's really unnecessary. I mean, I watch how Patrick Mahomes, and now granted, they're 3-0, I've looked up past Joe Burrow moments, and these controversies, they pop up all over the NFL. But you can also basically take them out in one sentence. You can. All Deshaun Watson had to do at the start of the week was say, "Yeah, I need to get better. I made a mistake. We need to get better. That's on me." Even if it's not true, when a quarterback says that, it ends it. It ends the controversy. And quarterbacks do it all the time.
They do.
Coaches do it all the time. Coaches, you know how many times Stefanski has said,
"That's
on me.
That's on me. We got to coach better."
When the minute the media is away and they are behind closed doors, they are slamming the table going, "Why couldn't the idiot run that route? Or why couldn't this guy pass?"
Like, I cannot tell you.
They're doing it all the time. It's a coach's room.
It hasn't happened with Kevin because he's very quiet. I'll tell you right now, that's happened with several other guys, including a guy who didn't like me. That after these things are all said and done, let me tell you about what really happened. And it's usually after some of these players are gone, but that's exactly how that stuff goes.
This is so textbook, dealing with the media 101, and you would expect, you know, veteran guys to be able to understand that. But you create something where there might not be necessarily that much of a controversy behind the scenes. Guys, it's one play. You didn't convert a 4th-and-1. I mean, that's that after you had a chance on 3rd-and-1, Jameis couldn't convert. But you can make this stuff go away with one sentence. And they didn't do it. And instead, we're still talking about it. And it's Friday.